I'm Bill Mazur for Monitor 67. Looking ahead this half hour, how much of your private life do you need to make public? Some answers from a man who's done his own investigating. Later, the up-to-the-minute sports results. At the top of our bill is music. It's called Sorry, and Doris Day is the vocalist.
Sorry, gee, I'm sorry. Really sorry, everything turned out this way. Forgive me and forget me, but remember every single thing I say. I admire you. That's what makes this farewell scene so hard to play, and what makes it much harder to do is the fact I know you're sorry. Everything turned out this way. You remember every single thing you say. I admire you and desire you. That's what makes this farewell scene so hard to play, and what makes it much harder to do is the fact I know
this is Keenan Wynn. Forgetting for a moment the controversy that continues to rage over whether or not I am related to the Wynn Oil Company people, I'd like to make a more important point. Wynn's products do keep cars going strong. This was proven conclusively last Memorial Day at Indianapolis. The cars that finished first, second, and third all used Wynns. But what about everyday driving? In hot weather, weekend and vacation trips, use Wynn's new charge. A can of charge in your crankcase ensures full engine compression, prevents oil burning, and gives your car total power. Switch to charge and keep your car going strong. Wherever you get gas or service, ask for charge. Made by Wynn's.
No relation
of Azusa.
By the way, if you're leaving on a long trip, get your car ready, too. Now this short message.
Taste that beats the others go. Pepsi pours it on.
Like millions of the rest of us, Edward Engberg had to fill out applications for such things as employment, credit, and insurance. Some of the information requested borders on the personal. Just how much do we have to reveal about ourselves to anyone seeking this information? That question occurred to Engberg, so he researched it and wrote the book, The Spy in the Corporate Structure. Monitor reporter Betty Grobley talked with him in Washington.
How did this ever happen? How did we get involved in this morass? Great detail with application.
Well, it's part of the nervousness of people who run large corporations or who run the government. They can't keep their eyes on everything that goes on that affects them or upon which their job depends and on their performance. So they take all the kinds of measures that they can to keep an eye on things indirectly. And this leads to credit applications and credit bureaus and security checks and of psychological testing. And I think this is all of a piece with the kind of corporate espionage that goes on, which corporations are spying on one another. It's a it's kind of feeling that everyone has, I suppose, these days, that anything is possible. And to stay healthy, you've got to also think about what it is possible for you to do as opposed to what can be done to you all the time. And I'm worried that we're getting into a state of mind where we're worried too much about what can be done to us, with the result that we're making our citizens, the government is talking behind the back of its citizens, which I think is a bad thing, and we're leaving our citizens feeling not in control of their own reputations, and I think that's very unhealthy.
Enormously vulnerable.
Yeah.
Well, then, do you suggest on these applications for credit, jobs, etc., that we just do not put down the information that is demanded of us, and then what happens to the job or the credit? Is it possible we might not get either one?
Well, I think people in a position to deny that kind of information ought to start this thing rolling, and the federal government ought to establish a kind of atmosphere in which it becomes okay not to tell anybody who comes up to you all that they want to know, and just make people think about what they know and think about it in negotiable terms. How much information am I going to give this fellow for what he's supposed to do for me?
What about draft board records? Are they available to almost anyone? How are they protected?
I gather the Defense Department file is fairly extensive. I suppose all of that information goes into some file somewhere. And whether it's available to other agencies, there have been a couple of incidents which would indicate that that there was a sharing of information between executive agencies. And this is not, it seems to me, the kind of thing they ought to be doing. The FHA was looking for a while into people's marital stability as part of their check for as to whether they'd get a mortgage or not, and then selling the information quite inexpensively to private builders.
Is it still going on?
I don't know. This was reported in June of last year, I think, and I suspect the practice has been stopped because it was quite a fuss over it, as there should have been.
My guest has been Edward Engberg. We've been talking about his book called The Spy in the Corporate Structure, which concerns the individual's right to privacy and free speech and decency. This is Betty Grobley for Monitor.
This is Casey Stengel. I am going to talk to you today about the Ambassador, which is a car built by the American Motors people. And riding in one does very good things for your sense of well-being because it has what they call a red carpet ride. And this here magazine called Motorcade says that the Ambassador is the most improved car of the year. And that's got to be something, even though I personally never heard of them.
See the Ambassador at your American Motors Rambler dealer now during his hot tag sale.
And now music all the way from ultraviolet to infrared. Paint yourself a rainbow, the Gunter Kalman Chorus.
Find the one you know and love.
music and sports coming up right here on the Monitor Beacon.
You've probably heard Hugh Downs on Monitor Radio tell you about a special summer hearing aid value. Right now, Zenith is introducing a new tiny hearing aid, the Carlyle. It's the smallest, slimmest eyeglass hearing aid Zenith has ever made. So slender, it's hard to believe there's a quality Zenith hearing aid in the Temple Bar. And you can probably use your present eyeglass frame fronts. So let Hearing Aid Center of Jamaica at 170-05 Jamaica Avenue in Jamaica, Queens, show you how inconspicuous a hearing aid can be. But do it now, because for a limited time only, they're offering a special introductory price on this tiny new Carlyle. And while you're there, see any of the other 18 Zenith Living Sound hearing aids. Now's the time to visit Hearing Aid Center of Jamaica at 170-05 Jamaica Avenue in Jamaica, Queens, while the sounds of summer are on sale. You'll be glad you did. The Conversation Station, WNBC, New York.
Bill Mazur for Monitor. The DeAngelis sisters are next. The singers, excuse me. The DeAngelis singers are next with When Your Old Wedding Ring Was New. In my case, it wasn't fully paid for either.
Sunburn sort of sneaks up on you. Remember how you got your last sunburn?
Driving with the top down.
On the golf course.
At the beach.
Out fishing.
Most authorities agree that you can get a painful sunburn anywhere, but especially where sun, wind, and water all contribute. But nowadays, no need to let painful sunburn ruin your weekend or vacation. Solarcaine stops sunburn pain fast. Faster and more completely than ordinary first aid. Why? Because Solarcaine contains pain-killing benzocaine, used by doctors. Yes, Solarcaine takes the pain right out of pain nerves, puts them to sleep, cools, soothes, helps heal, too, as it stops sunburn pain.
Use Solarcaine all year round. Relieves minor skin troubles that burn, hurt, or itch. K kitchen burns, detergent hands, little cuts and scrapes, insect bites.
Get Solarcaine, lotion, cream, or spray today. Stop skin pain with Solarcaine.
Eddie Arnold has a new one out. The title, Turn the World Around. It goes like this.
Stop on yesterday. Back to before that silly fight, and give me a chance to make things right. I said some things I didn't mean to say, things that I'm so sorry for today. Sorry for each teardrop that you cry. We need to give our hearts a chance to make up. And I'm with you standing by my side. We'll turn the world around the other way. Back to where it started. Take my hand, together we can turn the world around the other way. Yes, we'll turn the world around the other way. Back it up and stop on yesterday. Just take my hand.
...1967 could be the year when the major league races aren't decided until the last week. All the scores in just 30 seconds.
Taste that beats the others, go! Pepsi pours it on! Pepsi pours it on!
Put your thirst on ice with a cold Pepsi Cola. Pepsi has the taste created for the cold. A taste that comes alive in the cold in a big, bold, inviting way. Taste that beats the others cold, Pepsi pours it on.
Taste that beats the others cold, Pepsi pours it on.
At the monitor sports desk now, Mel Allen.
Thank you very much, Bill. Hello there, everybody. Home runs for New York, Tresh, Gibbs, and Clark. For the A's, Rick Monday. Chicago knocked off Detroit 4-1. Haaland the winner, McLean the loser. Washington 11, California 1. Barry Moore the winning pitcher, Ricky Clark the loser. Frank Howard hit his 28th homer. Paul Casanova had a grand slammer. Cleveland defeated Baltimore 8-3. McDowell, the winning pitcher. Dillman, the loser. Home runs for Baltimore, Brooks Robinson, and Dave Johnson. In the National League, St. Louis took the measure of Atlanta 7-5. Ron Willis, the win in relief of Larry Jaster. Pat Jarvis started and lost. Mike Shannon homered. And in first games of doubleheaders, Houston nosed out the New York Mets 6-5. Blasting game, the winning pitcher, Seaver, the loser. Chicago defeated Cincinnati 8-4. Bill Hands, the winning pitcher, in relief of Bob Shaw. Gary Nolan, the losing pitcher. Clarence Jones homered for Chicago. And in the Pan Am Games, the United States continued to reap a harvest of gold medals. On the distaff side, first, the winner in the 100-meter dash, Barbara Farrow of Los Angeles, 11 5/10 seconds. And it was 1-2 for America in the men's 400-meter dash, the gold medal to Lee Evans of San Jose, the silver to Vince Matthews of Queens Village, Long Island. The winner's time, 44 9/10 seconds, which ties the world's record. Tom Laird of California won the 20,000-kilometer walk. And get this. Laird I had to wait a long while. The track and field jury needed several hours, as a matter of fact, to decide that he had won that event. A policeman at the gate of the university stadium sent him down the wrong path, Bill, when he arrived at the end of the long race. And when he realized the mistake, he threw up his hands and half-trotted away, then settled down to retrace his steps and cross the finish line, but well ahead of Petraza's Wink of Mexico. The time, 1:33:05.2 seconds. But there were a few red faces among the Americans when their baseball team lost to Cuba 9-2. In the $100,000 Minnesota Golf Classic, with 9 holes still to go, Lou Graham, playing his third year on the Pro Tour, leads with a 3-under par, 249. Dave Stockton, another third-year pro, is second with an even par, 252. Tied for third, Julius Burrows and Bob Burway, 1-over par, 253. Cassius Clay had to cancel a speaking date in Philadelphia last night. Mayor Tate declared a state of emergency to head off possible race riots. The order limits groups to a maximum of 12, except for recreational purposes. 300 waiting at the Blue Horizons Arena in North Philadelphia got a telegram saying Muhammad Ali would be breaking the law if he kept his date. It seems they took away his license to entertain when he declined to be drafted in the United States Army. That's the late sports news, Bill. Mel Allen here, friends, reminding you that for more features and news from the world of sports, stay tuned to Monitor.
Thank you very much, Mel. Les McCann with Caper of the Golden Bulls. This is Bill Mazur, hoping your Sunday is turning out even better than you planned it. Next, Monitor News on the Hour. And here's our Keep Tuned reminder.
Keep tuned, the latest news now is on the air. Keep tuned, the latest news now is on the air. Keep tuned for sports and views now from everywhere.
You know, even though New York is one of the world's most exciting cities, there aren't many places where you can go dancing without spending a whole lot of money. With one exception, Roseland Dance City at 52nd Street, just west of Broadway. Yes, that sophisticated Roseland Dance City, the world's most famous ballroom cafe. You can dance the night away to the music of 2 great bands. And today, you can start your dancing at 3:30 in the afternoon until closing. Your entire cost for uncrowded dancing on the largest, most sensationally spacious dance floor you've ever seen is a mere $2. For prices, and in prices in the glamorous terrace restaurant, for delicious food and drink are surprisingly modest. So take your mate or date today to the world's most famous and famously air-conditioned ballroom cafe for the ultimate in dancing enjoyment. That's Roseland Dance City on 52nd Street, just west of Broadway. Homosexuality or heartache, in-laws or in love, childishness or childlessness. Dr. Joyce Brothers helps answer your problems weekdays at 9 on WNBC, New York.